Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line now is the head boys soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, Craig Signorine, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
So as we take a look at your schedule to this point, obviously three games into the regular season, your team is off to another 3-0 start, wins over Clear Lake, Garner Hapo, Ventura, and a solid Hampton Dumont Cal team last week to get you to this 3-0 start. Just looking with how your team has begun this season, what are some things that you're pretty pleased about so far from this group?
I would say the young players stepping up and the inexperienced players. They haven't seen any time or a little time the last couple of years, stepping up and filling in roles for some of the guys, unfortunately, that are ineligible right now. So, I mean, that's been huge.
And looking at the makeup of this team this season, obviously you bring back a star attacker in Eddie Fuentes, who led the team in goals, one of the top goal scorers in all of Iowa a season ago. He's in his senior season now, but you know, you talk about, you know, younger guys having to step up, whether they were expected to be playing now or not. Just from an offensive standpoint, obviously trying to pick up, trying to find somebody to be that second in command up front with Eddie Fuentes. Just how has that gone, and how have some of the younger guys responded to the challenge of being consistent scorers for your team?
Yeah, Eddie's becoming a little bit more patient as teams, you know, look to defend, maybe put two or three guys and really shade them. So he's starting to become a little bit mature in that aspect, become more patient, just waiting for his opportunities. And I've been moving Connor Peck more into an offensive role. That's really helped us, and a lot of the inexperienced players actually are more so filling in on the defensive end, and they've done a great job, especially a senior, Henry. This is his first year with us, but he's jumped in goal for us the last three games, and a couple of the goals weren't really on him, but for the most part, he's made some really quality saves back there for us.
In looking at the makeup of your team this year and years past, obviously you've had some really just talented attackers that have been able to get goals at really any given time. This year, it feels like your team is much more defensive oriented. You know, a very experienced back line for your team, like what you talked about, Connor Peck, getting more offensive experience, but he is obviously a mainstay in the back line for your team. Other athletes that have been a part of your program in that back line, you athletes such as Francisco Ramirez Carmona, Wilmer Padilla Chavez, just to name a couple of guys that have been with you for a couple of years now. Just when you look at how that back line has played through the first few games of the season, what have been some of your takeaways from that back line?
Yeah, we call Francisco Jr., and Francisco and his brother Abisai, they are, you know, they're our center backs, and they are exceptionally good. I mean, they can read just about anything. They get to every ball. They play together. And they enjoy getting the opportunity to play, you know, next to each other, being brothers. So that's just really fun to watch, and they're just very exciting players. And on the outside, I've kind of thrown a couple freshmen here and there. Danny Morales is a sophomore. He didn't get a lot of time last year. He's been doing it makes me feel bad as a coach that I kind of missed out on him. I didn't maybe give him as much opportunity as I should have last year. The way he's playing this year, and Jesus Gallo, he's a freshman, been playing great. Grayson Henderson started for us the last three games in the back, so they just obviously with Francisco and Abisai there to support in the middle. You know, I could probably throw about any guy on the outside, but the three guys that I just mentioned, they're doing a great job filling in and learning a lot.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, your team was supposed to take on Wright County this evening. That game has been postponed to May the 2nd. With that, you guys will return to action on April 17th with a road trip to Iowa Falls to take on the Cadets at Cadet Field. And you really start hitting the heart of this conference schedule and some pretty good teams. Iowa Falls, Alden on Thursday. Next week, you've got three games lined up with Humboldt on the 21st, Charles City on the 24th, and then a home matchup, a non-conference matchup with Appleton Parkersburg on the 25th. And when you look at the schedule to close out the month of April and into a May, that's going to be pretty busy now with, you know, adding that Belmont-Clemmie game to the month of May. Just what are some expectations you have for this team in terms of keeping things where they've been as of late and trying to improve, especially with some pretty good opponents coming up?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is working the guys in that haven't played yet. That's probably number one is our focus, and haven't looked too much on Iowa Falls, but we're going to scout them here, today and tomorrow. And then leading to the holiday weekend, we're not going to probably practice too much over the holiday weekend. So taking a look at Humboldt as well this week. And, yeah, next week's going to be tough with Humboldt. Charles City, we haven't played Charles City for quite some time, so not sure what quite they're all about. And then AP's got some really great athletes. That Ty Luring, he's a really good player in the middle for them. So next week's gonna tell us a lot. That's for sure.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up on Thursday night when you take on Iowa Falls Alden.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, that was Craig Signorine, the head boys soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto. We're talking with Roland Story, new girls basketball coach. Craig Chapman next.